Okay, everybody, so I'm supposed to be in the bed, but my mind is wandering about some things, and I'm just gonna say in reading my own shit, I'm learning some things, and I got something to say, so I'm just gonna say it. I had a colleague tell me a long time ago that this old lady pulled her aside and told her, you know, y'all young girls, y'all college girls, y'all so smart, y'all stupid, y'all so educated, you're dumb. You don't even know what you're doing. And then this woman went on to tell her, while you're looking to get all those letters behind your name, don't forget the letters in front of your name. Your MRS is what she was referring to. Now, back then, see, I'm in my 40s now. So, back then, had somebody said that to me, I would have listened out of respect for my wisdom people. But I don't necessarily know if I would have given it any weight. But now that I'm in my 40s and I'm looking back to my 20s and I'm listening to the young women now, and I've got, women who are talking to their daughters and their nieces and their younger sisters about what's happening now with dating now, I would be remiss if I didn't share what I learned from my own shit. That lady was right. There was some wisdom in what she said. You gone off to college to get your degree. That is a level playing field for the brothers and men that you're meeting during that time. Y'all both can learn and grow together if you're linked up with the right person. If that person wants the same, if you're dating someone and they want the same things you want, the playing field is it's leveled in college. If y'all both in college together and y'all both got a vision for where you want to see, where you see yourselves. What you have to do is be open to the possibility of marriage at an earlier age. Don't wait till you get your 30s. Get to your 30s, I should say, and your 40s, and look up and be like, oh, I think I better, reel it in right now. Look, men can do that shit, but women, especially women who want children, really don't have that luxury. And there's not enough women out here telling that truth. Let me tell you something. When I was in my 20s, I dated men from all different backgrounds. They usually, and I had been hurt at 19, 20, so I really was just trying to date in my 20s. I just wanted to kind of fill it out a little bit, not get too serious. And I had some men that treated me really well, that some of them wanted to just expose me to some things. I've dated men from other countries. I had a good time in my youth. I traveled more. And the men didn't have so much baggage. They didn't have ex-wives and a bunch of baby mamas. They didn't have all the scars and the wounds that life gives you. And it was different. Then when I got to my mid-30s and decided, oh, it's probably a good time to probably look into maybe settling down because I'm done with school now. I have my doctorate degree, a decent job, doing okay. So in my mind, this was a good time to settle down. But that's really not necessarily the case because I became a little bit more intimidating. No matter how sweet I was or wasn't. And see, as God worked on me and dealing with my heart, I also put relationships aside so I can focus on that as well. And that's not necessarily a requirement for every person who is trying to figure life out. You can actually figure life out with a good man at your side. If you have found a good man, or should I say if he found you. So now again, I'm a woman of a certain age. I'm in my 40s now and I'm looking back, and would I necessarily change anything? Guess what? I can't. I have to accept that that's what it is. But I would be remiss if I didn't say that I'm looking back and going, when I was in my 20s, my pool of dating was a lot wider and bigger and deeper. They could be a little bit younger, but they sure as hell could be a little bit older too. But then when you're in your 40s, well, how much older do you really want to date? Because now we're getting into a whole bunch of other stuff that men are coming with in their 30s and 40s and 50s, because now they're coming with, like I said, divorces and children and, you know, children old enough to have opinions and mess your shit up. And some of them are actually looking to be rescued or helped instead of being a man looking for a help meet. And so you got to be wise. You got to process some stuff. And you don't really want to look up and turn 30 and you've got your stuff together. You're not really seeing anybody. Now you want to date somebody. And now you think you want to have children. Now you have to give that relationship time to grow. And while that's happening, your clock is ticking. Let me tell you something, ladies. People want to say, oh, don't get so caught up in your clock ticking. And don't get so caught up in trying to have kids. And, you know, and it's not that serious. And, oh, you got time. Guess what? You don't have the kind of time you think you have. Not only are your eggs running out, but they're getting older. And so is his sperm. And then you have an increased risk of Down syndrome and other complications, and he could kick out some autism or some schizophrenia too. Everything is aging. Let's just call a thing a thing. And what's really tripped out is as our pool of men gets smaller as we get older, older men's pools get bigger because they can still go back and date somebody in their 20s and have a healthy child. But if you're 30, 35 years old and you still don't have a child and you don't have any prospects, let me tell you something. It is time to consider freezing your eggs. Trust me, I know. Unfortunately, I know all too well. See, because that book, I use Celeste to address some things in that book. Celeste is the main character. You're going to watch her journey into womanhood. And you'll see what happens when you wait for Mr. Right. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and be with a fool. Don't text me and don't email me with that foolishness. I'm not saying go out, get with a fool because your clock is ticking. What I'm saying is process what I'm saying. Process it. When the playing field is level, that's going to be your best pool of men and brothers to choose from. Take a hard look at how they're living their life and what direction they're going in. And they don't have all that mess that they're coming with. Now, when you hit 30, you still single, you know, you're not going to rush and do nothing foolish. But it's time to start thinking, well, maybe I should freeze my eggs because nobody's having that conversation. And trust me, there are women dealing with infertility issues and difficulties in getting pregnant that are in their late 20s, 30s, and 40s. You went to school, you did what you had to do, you waited for Mr. Right, now you're ready to have kids, you got the house, the dog, the cat, the picket fence, whatever it is people dreaming of now. And you know, and you met this wonderful guy, and now your ass is struggling to get pregnant because you waited. And there's nothing wrong with waiting, but wait knowing now to be responsible for the knowledge I'm giving you right now. Consider freezing your damn eggs. You hit 30, you don't have no kids yet. It's time to have a conversation with your OBGYN. You know, and if she or he is not on board, find one that is and get all of the information and find out all of the statistics. Because what you don't want to do is wind up 42 or 38 and going, why is it taking me 2 or 3 years to get pregnant? And then finding out, oh my gosh, my chances have exponentially crashed in a short amount of time. And that's also something to consider if you're dating a man who doesn't want to get married and you think you're going to change his mind, or who doesn't want to have kids and you think you're going to change his mind. Honestly, I'm not even want to talk to about something like that, because my answer is going to be, you wasting your time. Take it for what it is. As Maya Angelou once said, when people show you who they are, believe them. Shoot. I think that's a whole nother podcast. We'll leave that alone. We'll talk about that with my girlfriends. But, you know, again, when it comes to dating in your 20s, I just want to say, consider what I'm saying. Think about, you know, dating with more of a purpose. Don't pressure a man. Don't pressure yourself. But just be wise. You know, be wise. Think about dating a guy who has as about as much to lose as you, to gain as you, and who shares a vision with you. Use that time, use that youth wisely. Don't just, you know, he long and strong and he got you climbing the walls, but he playing video games all day and want to drive your car while you at work. No. Stop. Think. Anyway, so those are just the two little points that I'm thinking about on a late random weekday evening. And I just thought that I would share. All right. I'll talk to you guys later. Love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, good people. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Drugs and Kisses with Dr. T. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, and share this podcast with your family and friends. I'm giving it to you straight about your medications while offering you a dose of me on the side. And I cannot wait to talk to you again. Feel free to follow me on Instagram at Drugs and Kisses with Dr. T. Again, thank you so much for joining me. XOXO, Dr. T.